Genesis 15:2. But Abraham said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remained childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. In Hebrew, Vayomer Avram, Adonai Adonai, מה תיתן לי ואנוכי הולך ערירי ובן משק ביתי הוא דמשק אליעזר. The reason we bring this verse up is because of the use of the word Adonai before the use Jehovah. In Hebrew we read Adonai Adonai because we do not say the word Jehovah. But in fact in verse 2, in 15:2, it says Adonai Jehovah. Why are these two names coming into play right here? We first established that the real name of God in the Hebrew Bible is Jehovah. And whatever comes now before the word Jehovah implies or describes and or gives a certain tone of what is the character of Jehovah. And the name Adonai comes from the word Adon in Hebrew, which means master, lord, owner. It is a word that generates submissiveness, and it's a word that generates fear, and it's a word that generates immediate superiority of a higher being, but also gives the man who says it the quality of acquiescence to that force. Now, Adonai comes in a plural way again. And this we went into when we discussed Elohim. There are several reasons for that that may influence that that saying. But Adonai is known in Hebrew not necessarily as plural. It doesn't generate that plural feeling. It also generates a singular feeling. And I think that here, Abraham is treating Jehovah as his master, Adonai, and submitting to him. Also, we can see from the context of the verse, Abraham is saying, my Lord, Jehovah, what would you give me? Because I am walking childless. So he is coming to present himself before the master of his real life, of his real existence. He's coming to address him and ask him, what can you give me because I am childless? It is very much like somebody would come before a king, kneel down before him, and he would say, my king. Adonai very much provokes that same thing.